Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Jyoti Nerangadi and I'm joined this morning by my co-host Ma Nguyen, a distinguished mentor and published author of a personal financial biography, Winning Ways of Life. Am I correct? Our regular hosts Tony Bush and Randy Melzer will be back next week. For those of you joining us for the first time this morning, BizTalk is a weekly show that benefits the Fox City SCORE chapter. SCORE is a national nonprofit organization established to assist motivated business owners to improve the performance of their business. Serving an 8-county area from Appleton to Fond du Lac with over 45 mentors who are experts in their respective fields. SCORE offers entrepreneurs free mentoring in areas such as marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, and many other specialties. To learn more about the Fox City SCORE chapter, visit our website at www.foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about how the SCORE chapter can assist you with starting and or growing your business. Ma, would you be so kind as to start us off this morning by giving our listeners a brief update on the workshops that are coming up at SCORE?
Thank you, Jyoti. Before I start get into this, let me just express our condolences and our prayers and thoughts for those victims and the families of victims that the tragic issue in Aurora, Colorado. I hope everything turns out to be okay, and we thought about all those people. Okay, now we have three important events coming up, and one is the business planning, legal errors and pitfalls. If you're in business, it's very important to follow up, and this is given by attorney Kevin Eisner of Epiphany Law, and is on Thursday, August 16, at Fox City's Chamber. So please call us on this number, 734-7101, and the cost is $35.
Well, what time is that?
The time is from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Thursday, August 16. And the next important event is Simple Steps for Starting Your Business Series Workshops. And we have given three sessions in the past, and they are very, very worthwhile to many people. So we are going to start again. The first session of the five sessions will be on Thursday, September 20th at Copper Rock from 8 to 12 p.m., 12 noon, okay? The price is $25, and followed by full series. And they are very good. The first one is Startup Basics. The second is Business Concepts. It will be start on October 3rd, Wednesday, at 6 to 9 p.m. at Chamber. And then followed by the third session, Marketing Plan, same time, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Wednesday, October 30th. And the fourth session is Financial Projections, Wednesday, October 17th, same time, 6 to 9 p.m., and the last session is Funding Resources, October 24th. So please call us at the SCORE number and also on online, and we will let you know as we go along. And the third one, very important, is Market Research, given by Jyoti Nerangadi.
Thank you, Mo.
If you're in business, you have to know market research because you have to know what your competitors are doing. It is very important, and this will be on Thursday, November 15, between 8 to 11 p.m., and the cost is $35. And you can call SCORE 734-7101 or go to the website www.foxcities.score.org. So please get involved with us, and we are here to help. We want everybody to be successful. Thank you, for listening?
Just so that you all know, the sessions that Mao just mentioned are only going to be posted. The one for business law is posted currently, so you can register on our website, foxcities.score.org. But the other two sessions haven't been posted on the website yet, so it would be best to call 734-7101 if you wanted to register at this time. Right now, I'd like to take a minute to thank all of our sponsors who make it possible for us to bring you the BizTalk show each week. Thank you to Associated Bank, a longtime sponsor of BizTalk. Contact Associated Bank for your business banking services and needs. Thanks to Alberts and Helling CPAs. They offer accounting services, tax preparation, and advice to support the small to medium-sized businesses and to individuals. Thanks to Herling Clark Law, who joined us most recently as a sponsor. They offer legal services to business owners. They specialize in business law, offering services for forming a business, reviewing contracts and intellectual property law, such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks. I would also like to thank eBiz Results for sponsorship of BizTalk. They have redesigned our BizTalk website and will be maintaining it. Lakeview Credit Union is a sponsor located in Neenah and Appleton. Lakeview Credit Union offers a complete line of financial products and services to assist business owners to grow successfully and profitably. And last but not least, a special thank you goes out to Business News for promoting our program in their biweekly business newspaper serving East Central Wisconsin. For a small subscription fee, the paper is delivered to you, and it contains relevant and useful information about the business community in East Central Wisconsin. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will begin our conversation with our guest, John Ulness of Ulness Health. And I will give out the phone number so you can call in with questions or comments. We welcome your calls on BizTalk, so stand by, and we'll be right back. You are listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. Welcome back to BizTalk. My name is Jyothi Nedangadi, and my co-host this morning is Mao Nguyen. We're talking this morning with John Ulness of Ulness Health. The number to call to comment or ask questions of our guest is, if you're in the local area, 281-1150, or you can dial 866-887-1150. Okay, let's ask John a few questions, and we'll take some calls. First of all, John, how about you tell us about your business and how they can reach you?
Sure, Jyothi. First, thank you for having me today. I really appreciate the opportunity to help people understand more about what's happening with health reform and health insurance in general. And also want to put in a plug for the SCORE counselors, because I went through the program. It's an excellent program. My counselor was Bill Devine. He did a fantastic job of asking some of the tough questions that sometimes we as small business owners starting out don't want to answer. So, and they're crucial in running your business. And the bottom line that he helped me with was the cash flow of everything. So my business, Ulness Health Insurance Wellness, we help people understand and purchase health insurance. Health insurance, health care has become very complex as it becomes more expensive. So we help people with individual plans, people to understand what their options are to make insurance more affordable. We help people that have small businesses, small group plans, as well as people that have Medicare.
How long have you been doing this?
We've been doing this for 12 years, and it's a really exciting business to be in. We're able to help many people, and many people don't realize that there is affordable health insurance out there for them to buy.
Good. Well, we've heard so much about healthcare. Not to jump right into that, but the healthcare reform has become a source of, I should say, pain about the legislation that's being upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. I know it's a tall order, but could you break down some of that information to how that law will affect small businesses or businesses in general? And what is the responsibility of the employer? And who has to be covered? And if not, what happens?
Yes. excellent question. And Everyone needs to know that health care, health insurance, as costs keep go up, is a really big problem, and each one of us are involved in one way or another, and each one of us needs to do what we can. So saying that, and then many people have many different opinions on what should happen. So if we look at the small business owner, what's coming in 2014, and we'll have more details once we get past the fall election here and once we get some of the details worked out. So right around July 1st of next year, things should be more defined. October 1st of next year, people will be able to enroll into plans that will begin January 1st of 2014. For the small business owner, they're looking at decisions of do they continue with their same coverage? Do they send their employees to the exchange that's going to be created? It's going to be a marketplace of different plans and different companies where their employees can buy insurance. Or there's also going to be another opportunity. It's called the SHOP Exchange, and that's for small business owners with 50 employees or fewer, that they could go and get a quote for their group of employees. So that's a little bit of what's coming. To get into the actual the bill and the different types of plans that are available, they deal with a couple of different things. Minimum essential value. Now, that doesn't mean anything, but the plans will have basic benefits based at different levels. And they're called metal plans or metallic plans. There's going to be a bronze, a silver, a gold, and a platinum. And so looking at the four different levels of plans, of course, the platinum plan will be the richest benefit with, zero deductible or very low, couple hundred dollar deductible. And the bronze plan will be the higher deductibles. And, of course, with that comes the lowest price. So small business owners will have different options of what they'll be able to do, sending people to the exchange, continue with the program that they have right now, as long as it meets the minimum essential values. And the more I talk about this, it gets a little bit more complicated, but business owners that have fewer than 50 employees are not going to be facing a penalty for not offering their employees insurance. And so we could probably listen to questions that people have and kind of break some of this down. But employers that have 50 or more employees, if they do not offer a credible minimum value, a plan that's affordable, they would pay a penalty or a tax of $2,000 per employee, less 30 employees. So, for example, an employer with 50 employees that does not offer a credible coverage, minimum value coverage, affordable coverage, they would take out 30 employees, and they would pay a tax on 20 employees times 2,000. So that comes to about $4,000. That comes to $40,000 per year. Employers that do have quite a few part-time employees, for example, let's say they had 35 full-time, which is considered 30 hours or more per week, and then they have part-time employees, there's a formula to create what's called the equivalents of full-time employees. So it's possible that an employer with fewer than 35 employees, full-time employees, can be exposed to this tax of $2,000. Per employee per year. So that's a lot of information, and I'll let you ask about things you don't fully understand about that.
One thing, though, I'm glad you brought it up, this small business, since we are dealing with small businesses, right? I have several calls, and I know since you came and talked to us at our school counselors meeting, I asked them to call you, especially with the 50 employees or less, and still people are confused. We will be in trouble. So, again, before the show is over, would you please, emphasize that again? Some people may miss the sections you just talked about it, so that you can just briefly focus on those with 20, 10, or 15 employees, companies with that smaller employees will not have too much of a problem. They feel that they are in trouble.
Yes, fewer than 50 employees. There's some basic decisions that employers will have to have. And, of course, the number one is keeping your workforce keeping your culture at your company, keeping your company running. You got to have people, good people. And the last thing an employer wants to do is drop the plan they offer and send someone to plans that are not as good, or they're just, it's not perceived as good. And employees would go to other employers to get the better benefits. So that's always going to be a concern. I encourage all employers to hook up with a licensed insurance professional, because right now we're trying to sort through all this, absorb it, understand it so we can explain it. And it is a very, very complex bill.
Now, we also hear the term taxed or issue a penalty thrown around pretty frequently with this new legislation. Could you kind of explain to us what the difference is, or if there is any difference? And also, when does this all take effect?
It all takes effect. Some things have already started, but the big thing that takes effect is going to be January 1st of 2014. So that's going to be the big surprise for people that haven't spent time understanding what's coming. So January 1st of 2014, and people will begin enrolling in plans October 1st of 2013. So not that far away right now. So regarding the penalty and the tax, the reason for that is so that people actually purchase insurance. The last thing we want is people not buying insurance because they feel they don't need to, that they can show up at the emergency room and the hospital does have to treat them. So it's really important that people purchase insurance to create this pool to help share in the cost of people that do have needs. So whether you call it a penalty or whether you call it a tax, the Supreme Court decision on just June 28th called it the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, called it constitutional by calling it a tax. So now people are calling it a tax because that's the way the Supreme Court has ruled on it. Whether you call it a penalty or a tax or a tax penalty, there will be a tax to be paid, and there are many taxes involved that are already in effect for larger employers and other healthcare hospitals and medical healthcare providers. For the individual, for the employer, employers with fewer than 50 employees will not be exposed to this tax, but they will have decisions about what to do in keeping their current plan. Sending employees to the shop exchange will be an exchange that's going to be created. We don't have all the details on that yet, but we will probably about a year from now, or to not do anything and just send the employees to the exchange.
Okay. We have to take another short station break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with John Ulness of Ulness Health. You are listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. Once again, welcome back to BizTalk. I am Jyoti Nerangadi, and with me this morning is Mao Nguyen, and we're talking to John Ulness of Ulness Health. Before we have John talk to you, we'd like to give you the phone number to call in this area, in the Appleton area, 281-1150. Or if you're calling from outside of the Appleton area, 866-887-1150. Now, let's go back to John. I have a couple more questions for you, John. Hope I didn't hit you too hard with the last question. I know it was long and winded. You talked about the idea of an exchange. As I understand it, there are varying levels of coverage. You talked about the bronze, the silver, the gold, and the platinum. I believe there's a state-operated, you talked about the shop exchange, which is a state-operated.
That's for small businesses.
Okay, the small businesses.
The other exchange is for individuals.
Okay. Now, they also talk about the qualified individuals and the qualified small business employers. Can you kind of expound on that? What do they mean by qualified individuals or qualified small business employers?
Jyoti, you asked some really great questions, and the answers are about 10, 15 minutes.
I know.
Here.
Keep it short, John. Keep
so
it short.
Keep it short. So getting back to whether it's a penalty or a tax, that's an unending debate because it is what it is, tax or penalty. Regarding the qualified, so the qualified individual, the qualified small business owner, they're going to be looking at gross income, household income for the individual.
Okay.
So an individual with an income over, 133% of the federal poverty level. So that's an individual making roughly $14,900 a year. Anybody making more than that are going to be qualified to get into the exchange. Anybody that makes less money than that is going to be able to get onto Medicaid. But they're looking at household income, so it gets a little bit complicated when you look at people living in a household and their total income. For a qualified small business owner, there's different requirements with that as far as some credits that businesses can get right now, but those are short-term. They only last for a couple of years. So looking long-term at it, it's going to be the qualified employer that's going to be under 50 employees in the state of Wisconsin or the employers that are 50 or more. So that's how they kind of break down and qualify who's eligible for what.
Okay. Now I also understand there are health insurance tax credit for small employers. Do you have any?
That's what I was talking about. And those are short term, and it's very, very complicated on how to get it. Your employees have to make less than $25,000 per year. It only lasts for 2 years. You have to have a certain type of plan, and only a very small amount or very few small employers have actually reached out to reach those credits, because it's so complicated.
When does that take effect?
Well, it's in effect right now.
Oh, it is? Okay.
So 2012-2013 are the 2 years they have the tax credits.
And how does the exchange work? Do you have to sign up for it? Can you kind of explain to us how does that operate, or how do you get involved in an exchange?
It's kind of how it works right now. It's a marketplace. So if you would go to a website and you'd go to an insurance company, whether it's Network Health Plan, whether it's Anthem, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Humana, United Health, they're going to have different products that are available for you as an individual to purchase. Many different options, many different deductibles, different levels of premium. And so you'll go there and pick a plan. So the exchange is designed to help simplify that. So there'll be uniform values of types of plans, and that's where the metallic plans come in, that people will know they're getting the equivalent actuarial value, big insurance word, actuarial value of the different plans between the different companies. So the exchange is to help simplify and help people understand what they're buying.
On the small employer, is that an option of not to get involved? In other words, a small employer, if they said they don't want to give out any health insurance, are they allowed to?
Yes, they can do that, as long as they're 50 or fewer employees.
Let's
say right now they're not offering any insurance to employees, and they continue not to offer insurance. They can continue on as they're doing right now. And so the employees, individuals that don't have insurance through other spouse or their spouse through other employers, would be able to go to the exchange and purchase plans.
Okay, now what about small businesses and sole proprietors? We've talked about businesses that have less than 50 employees. How does that, those who have opted for an HSA, for instance, is there anything that's going to affect them?
Yes.
I'm sorry if I'm putting all
I love those yes-no questions. Yes, it will.
How is it going to affect them?
HSAs are being, I'm really sad to see this, but HSAs are being diminished. The medical loss ratio, that's another term that we're going to be hearing about, 80% of premium dollars have to go towards medical care. And right now, an employer that would put savings or put money into the employee savings account, HSA savings account, in the new law in 2014, they're not able to count that towards the minimal loss ratio or towards the actual actuarial value. So it's going to diminish the incentive for employers to put money into employees' savings accounts. There's also other limits. There's a higher penalty for withdrawing money out of your health savings accounts for non-IRS Section 213 items. Really, it's non-healthcare type items. It lowers on some of these different account-based plans with flexible spending accounts. It lowers the amount that employees can put in their tax preferred. And that brings up probably the biggest item before we end today. For small employers that are currently offering insurance, if they decide to send employees to the exchange, they need to look very closely at that because it's a huge decision. Right now, they're having all the tax benefits. The employer does not pay FICA. The employee does not pay FICA, the Social Security payroll tax deduction, Medicare tax deduction. Employees do not pay state tax or federal tax when they purchase health insurance. When employees are sent to the exchange, now they have to pay for health insurance with after-tax dollars. That's a really big deal. And I think many employers are going to be really hesitant to dissolve their current plans, what they're doing.
What is the penalty for that if the employees refuse to dissolve that?
What is the penalty?
To them, to the employer.
To the employer? If
they say, well, we like this, our current system, and if they're forced to use the...
There is no penalty.
There's no penalty.
No, there's no penalty, but the penalty to the employer would be if he has a lot of upset employees, and key employees that would leave to go find a job that has a better benefit, where okay. They can actually buy health insurance before taxes, because that is worth, you know, the numbers vary, but about 30%. So if your health plan costs $600 right now, it's going to cost you closer to $900. Because of the tax advantages that we currently have through the group plans.
So ultimately, what is the benefit of the health care reform to the small businesses in a nutshell?
It's a process, Jyothi. We're not where we need to be as for the answers, but we do have to do something. And, you know, this fall election will tell us what the people want. You know, the bottom line question is, you know, this federal health care law has a lot of government control. They tell the doctors about a lot of things that they can do. They've got their different programs to do. They're telling employers, you know, yes, you have to provide insurance or pay this penalty. Or for smaller employers, it's designed to give them help to send employees to an exchange and have simplified plans. You know, the concept is lower cost, but the bill really doesn't do a lot to lower cost, and that's probably the biggest concern of all. What people want are looking for lower cost, and what this plan does is provides access. And in the state of Wisconsin is probably some of the best access of any state in the country. We're right next to Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And even people with pre-existing conditions, we can help them right now get insurance. And that's a big surprise. Yeah. People come to our office like, I never realized I could have gotten this because I was paying all this money for something else, thinking they could not change their plan. So what is the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act does for small businesses? The biggest thing it does is it starts this process of finding answers and what we need are long-term solutions to. So I think we'll get there, but it's going to be a process we're going to work through.
Okay. For those of you who have questions for John, please call us at 281-1150 in Appleton or 866-887-1150 outside of the Appleton area. I'm going to ask you, John, to kind of give us a sort of a explanation of the, I think you touched upon the HSA, but I heard that there's going to be, the distributions are going to be taxed, and there's concern for those who own HSAs. How does that actually affect businesses or individuals that have HSAs? Because like I said, a lot of sole proprietors and business owners do have HSAs because they can't get into any group plans, so they opt for the HSAs. So can you kind of give us an idea of what that means to the small business owners?
Yeah,
or the
I'm not sure where you heard that distributions are being taxed, because that's not true from the way I understand your question. The changes to the HSA, you know, people used to be able to buy over-the-counter medicine and use their HSA account. Well, now they need to have a doctor's prescription to go buy cough medicine or allergy medicine, things that are over-the-counter. Distribution is being taxed. The amount that goes into the account is not taxed. The interest is not taxed. When you go purchase health care with that account, it's not taxed. So what I referred to before was regarding the actuarial value. When the new law sets all these limits and new rules, mm-hmm. it does not allow the money that employers put into the savings account to be included in the minimum loss ratio, which okay. the plans all have to meet. If they don't meet it, they pay, well, the insurance companies will pay a rebate back to the employees, and that's something that's happening right now. The first rebates are being paid out for companies that not meet the minimum 80% for small group, 85% for large group. So there is no, as far as I know, there is no tax on distributions of HSAs unless you used it for non-qualified expenses. And then, you know, that's mm-hmm. always been there. So if you took the kids to Disney World and took some of the money out of your savings account, you're going to pay a tax. It used to be 10%. It's now going to be 20%. And then, of course, you pay the penalty, and then you pay the tax on top of it. Seems like we're talking a lot about taxes and penalties here.
Yeah, because that's what's very, very worrisome for a lot of small businesses. You know, the word tax and penalties, you know, it even though it doesn't seem like it'll impact us a lot, you know, by 2012 or 2014, if we don't understand what that means, it'll come in as a complete shock or surprise to us, depending on how you see it. So it's always good to be apprised of it, and I think, you know, you yes. talking about it today
yes.
is really
HSAs
gonna help.
Are very, very popular, and there's a learning curve for education with HSAs, and people love having control of their money. Yes. So, but we'll see another item, account-based type plan is called a health reimbursement arrangement that
exactly.
many employers will use, where it's an account that the employers can reimburse for expenses paid.
Sure. Okay. Well, we'll have to take another short station break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with John Ulness of Ulness Health. You are listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. Welcome back to our BizTalk listeners this morning. I'm Jyoti Nedengadi, and this morning I'm co-hosting with Mao Nguyen. We have John Ulness, a healthcare expert from Ulness Health, here with us today. If you're in the area, if you'd like to call in and ask John a few questions, the number is 281-1150. If you're outside of the Appleton area, call us at 866-887-1150. Okay, John, we've asked you a lot of tough questions. Now, I'm sure you have a lot of clients that have been calling in ever since the reform was announced or the legislation passed on June 28th, asking you about a lot of questions on how it's going to affect them. What is the most frequently asked question at this time that you've been getting office?
Yeah, after the Supreme Court ruling on the 28th, the big question is, what do I do now? Because people are expecting that might have changed what's going to be happening.
Right away, yeah.
So it upheld the law. And so now we're waiting for the details. And, of course, we're waiting for the fall election because that could have changes as well. But most likely there'll be some type of health reform regardless of who wins in the fall, regardless of what happens next year in 2013, there's going to be changes. Mm-hmm. And our message is we have to find ways to reduce cost. And how do we do that? We have to find ways to get the benefits the employees need that help them maintain and good health. Also, at the same time, to keep them involved. You know, a biggest item is employee engagement. The idea that I don't have to do anything, that my insurance company, my employer will take care of me, that's changing because of the cost. It's gotten very unsustainable. If you talk to the healthcare providers, they say the exact same thing. You know, we have to change as healthcare providers. How do we reduce cost? How do we get more efficient? How do we improve quality? Employers, the same message is, okay, we have to figure out how to fix this. And what's interesting is employers are starting to do this on their own. They're starting with on-site clinics, very advanced wellness-type programs, and it's working. There's employers out there with the last 8 years their costs have been flat. They have not gone up. And that's very, very exciting. So I think the message is we're going to fix this one way or another. Mm-hmm. What do I do now is probably like we don't have the exact answer yet, but we do know that we have to address costs in our plan designs, in the benefits we offer our employees.
So there will be a formal education process This is very important because right now people say, oh, so many things going on. Are the employers or whoever is in running this health program, are they going to have a education process? Because I'm a strong believer of education. If you're not educated or if you're not down, there will be still a concern or a scary
fear. Yes. And the answer is yes. I love these yes-no questions. The answer is yes. Yeah, they're already doing that. Many employers are doing incredible education. Part of the healthcare bill has a W-2 reporting where employees actually get to see the value of their health insurance, mm-hmm. what the employer pays into it will next year be on their W-2 form. So an employer that's putting in $1,000 for a family plan, and let's say the employee is putting in $300 or $500, they say, holy smokes, I didn't realize that was costing $1,500 per year. Some of the richer plans for a family plan is closer to $2,500 a month. They have a zero deductible for a family. We're looking at $2,500 a month. That's $30,000 a year. And the question is, how do we get more money into people's paychecks?
Sure.
Oh, John, before you leave, will you please give us a business tip, because to us it's a pearl of wisdom, because people can really benefit from that.
Well, thank you, Wynn. I really appreciate that. My pearl of wisdom is, and it refers to health reform, and it's do what we can on our own to help reduce costs, improve health.
And again, if you thank want you. To reach John, he's keeping his finger on the pulse with the reform and the legislation. So definitely give him a call. Let him know what your questions are, and he'll be able to help you through it. I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for another edition of BizTalk. I hope the program was helpful to you. And if you would like to hear the program again or any of our previous shows, please visit our website at www.biztalkwithscore.com. to listen to our previous program. Please tune in again next week to join our regular hosts, Tony Bush and Randy Meltzer. Enjoy the weekend.
WHBY, Kimberly, Appleton, Fox Cities, a Woodward radio station.